Nolte, Hollywood trembles as Dish Network loses another 64K subscribers. By John Nolte on November 7, 2023. The Dish Network lost 64,000 subscribers in the third quarter after losing 294,000 in the second quarter. This matters. This matters mucho. Overall, Dish lost 181,000 satellite subscribers, but it picked up 117,000 Sling TV subscribers. Sling TV is basically Dish in a streaming form. My math says that's a net loss of 64,000, but I went to public schools and can, therefore, never be sure of my math. But all the numbers for Dish/Sling are bad. In the third quarter of 2022, Sling added 214,000 subscribers. This quarter, it was just 117,000. Sling TV currently has only 2.12 million subscribers. In the third quarter of 2022, Dish added 30,000 subscribers. This quarter, Dish lost 184,000. Dish TV currently has only 8.84 million subscribers, down from 10.02 million last year and 11 million in 2021. The reason this matters is because this sort of pay TV, where suckers like you pay a ton of money for a ton of channels you never watch, whether it's cable TV, satellite TV, or streaming cable such as Sling or DirecTV Plus, has served as a lucrative affirmative action program for left-wing Hollywood for decades. This affirmative action is something Breitbart News reported on as an inevitability going back more than 10 years. I laid it all out in detail here. The bottom line is this. Without the affirmative action of pay TV, without tens of millions of gullible Americans paying $150 a month for dozens of TV networks they never watch, CNN, MSNBC, Comedy Central, MTV, etc., Hollywood will be forced to once again operate on merit. Merit means attracting subscribers to streaming outlets. It means people paying directly for content they want to watch. Cable/satellite/pay TV ended merit. Idiots like me spent a ton of money for channels I never watched, which allowed Hollywood to produce left-wing content without paying the penalty of losing customers. What do I care if CNN is putting a hit out on Trump supporters when I got my Fox News and Turner Classic movies? Well, you should care a lot when CNN is subsidized through your cable bill, which is the only reason that hate network with no viewers is still operating. Streaming changes all that. Streaming services must attract us with content we like, or we will cancel and move to another streaming service. Or, do what I did, cancel all streaming services and watch only the free streaming outlets such as Freevee, Pluto, and the Roku channel. Currently, Netflix is the only streaming service making money. Why? Because it is the Jell-O and Kleenex of streaming services. It was also the first and has the subscriber base to produce unlimited content for everyone. Every other major streaming service is losing billions. Why? Because their content sucks. Only the insane are willing to pay the Disney grooming syndicate money to watch their beloved heroes in the Star Wars and Marvel franchises emasculated and replaced with a lesbian girl boss. The death of cable/satellite/pay TV will either drive Hollywood into bankruptcy or force Hollywood to produce content for normal people once again. Every American who cuts the pay TV cord is a patriot. A patriot who saves a fortune. Buy a Roku player. Download the free apps. The amount of free, streaming TV that's available will boggle your mind. There is no reason to give Hollywood, to give people who freaking hate you, your money anymore. Unless you're a sucker. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, is available today. You can read an exclusive excerpt here and a review of the novel here.